You're listening to SBS News.
Denmark wants to be independent of fossil fuels by 2050 altogether. I think it's realistic, even though we don't know how we're going to get there. That's the way you come up with good solutions. You have a vision and a very strong ambition, and then you need to find a way to get there, just like when John F. Kennedy said that they wanted to put a man on the moon.
That's Finn Mortensen from State of Green, an organisation which is a showcase for Denmark's green transition. The island of Samsø's been at the forefront of that change. It produces more renewable energy from wind turbines than it uses. Its residents are adopting all kinds of new technology, for instance, giving up oil burners for heat pumps, and that's affecting the work the island's tradesmen are being offered.
My name is Ole Hemmingsen, and I'm a blacksmith and plumber here on Samsø. I have lived on Samsø all my life.
How has the job changed? What were you doing when you first started your business?
When I first started the business, it was manufacturing tractors and the farmer's stables. But today it's 90% plumbing, doing heat pumps and servicing district heating and in the houses and people, and only 10% blacksmith. A lot of plumbers coming to Samsø find it special that we do so much about the green technology. And they see the possibilities in more green jobs. And in all of Denmark now, it's more normal. And the government, they give you subsidies to change from fossil fuel to heat pumps. So it's coming all over Denmark. But on Samsø, we are actually first movers. And there are much more heat pumps over here per house than in other parts of Denmark.
You're wearing black, but do you feel like a green plumber?
Yes, I do. I have installed one heat pump this morning, so actually two heat pumps today. So
you're feeling very green
yeah,
today.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Thank you so much. On Samsø, the local council now has a fleet of electric cars powered by solar panels. The Danish government wants about half the cars on the road to be electric by 2030. It's an ambitious target, but it means if you're a mechanic, you need new skills. Tech in Copenhagen is a college which trains mechanics. Victor Tuxen learned his trade there and has been updating his knowledge. I asked him what kind of cars he'd originally learned to repair.
Regular diesel and petrol engines, just everyday cars, more or less. Not really anything like this brand new technology compared to what we learned at school. For my profession, I think knowledge is power, and you have to learn all your new skills. You have to keep yourself updated in the electric core. How to measurement at the electric components is very different. We are heading in a direction more IT.
Do you see yourself as part of some kind of green revolution?
Yeah, I see in the future that we are going for the green environment and the car is going to be green as well.
In Denmark, the move away from fossil fuels is already changing people's jobs. And as you can hear, it's not just oil rig workers. If the international community is going to succeed in limiting climate change, it's a pattern that's going to have to be repeated everywhere.